Uhuru won, that is the first 2-3 years, 2013 to 2016, Felix Kosgei, the head of public service, was the Minister for Agriculture. So when Mithika Linturi was appointed Minister of Agriculture, the President and Felix Kosgei were running the ministry. Mithika Linturi was just a flower girl in the ministry. And I can tell you, they wanted to fix him about fertilizer. All fertilizer is procured at State House. Yeah? The President determines to buy from who, at how much. It is the President who does that with Felix Kosgei. So when they were trying to fix Linturi, when they brought bad fertilizer, and I'll give you evidence, the one that you want, because I think this is important. A company called Maisha Minerals and Fertilizers Limited. This is Defki, who is a partner of the President. She is also into fertilizer, and he is the one who imported bad fertilizer.
Okay.
So when the report came from KEPS saying this fertilizer is bad, President William Ruto ordered Linturi to allow the fertilizer to come in and forget about it. Then they wanted to arrest Linturi and take him to court for this fertilizer this year. And I told the President, you cannot do that. You know, Mithika Linturi is innocent. It is yourself and Felix Kosgei who are buying fertilizer in State House. In fact, as we speak today, I want to tell the Kenyan farmers, today there is no fertilizer and the long rains are here. Because fertilizer has not been prepared. Because it's the President himself who does it. He decides from who at what price. And this has taken time.
Okay? All right, all right.
And so, again, finally, the Russian government gave us 40,000 metric tons of fertilizer.
The donation.
Donation. It was given to this man called Maisha Minerals by the President. And another 30,000 metric tons from Nigeria given to the same man. They bled it and sold it to government. A donation from Russia, a donation from Nigeria, was processed and sold to the Kenya government at the same price that we are buying fertilizer from. And I would like you, now that I've told you, go and ask the Ministry of Agriculture. The fertilizer that came from Russia as a donation, which farmers were given free of charge? The ones that came from Nigeria, which farmers were given free of charge? The President gave it to Maisha Milas, Defki, his friend, bladed, packed, and sold to the Kenya government. They pocketed billions of shillings. That is why we are saying what Muturi was saying, it is true. You know, the President would speak in cabinet. Hey, mimi, sitaki ufisadi katika serikali yangu. Na mimi, I'll be merciless to anybody who is caught up in corruption. You know, people will just look at him because all the procurement in this government is done by William Ruto. In fact, in cabinet, behind the scenes, because nobody could speak openly except me and maybe Muturi. The President in cabinet, behind him, is known as the principal procurement officer of the Kenya government. All decisions are made in State House, in fact, even in affordable housing. All the contractors are decided in State House. In fact, let me tell you, these markets you are seeing.
As we finalize.
Let me tell you, these markets you are seeing.
Okay.
They are being built with money from the housing levy because we are not able to absorb money for the housing levy. And that is illegal, of course, because the money was collected for housing, but it's doing the markets. Why the President cannot agree to give this function to the counties? You know, markets are a devolved function. It's because of the procurement aspect. He is the one procuring the people who build these markets. And then when he finishes building, he gives them to the counties. I want to challenge President William Ruto. If you are not involved in corruption, President, make a decision tomorrow. This money for markets, transfer it to the counties. Let them procure. Let them supervise. Let them open the markets. You have no business, Mr. President.
All right.
Like now when he was in Central Kenya opening markets, he's not interested in the end product.
Okay.
His interest in this market business It's the procurement aspect. And that is why, despite the fact that markets are devolved function, the president cannot let go, because he's micromanaging the procurement of markets for his own gain. He's the one who negotiates with the contractors. In fact, why the president has no time to fix this country? He spends most of his time on procurement.
Well, the president, of course, is not here to defend himself. Neither is Maisha.
No, you look for him and ask him these questions.
Due diligence,
yes,
and
please.
Definitely uncover, as is our work as the fourth estate.
Please.
So, all things said and done, you seem to be hinting to the fact that commercial interests supersede the national interest.
Absolutely.
In this
is a commercial government. The government of Kenya, led by President William Ruto, is a transactional government. It's a commercial government. Everything is driven by commercial interests.
Even while you
diplomacy,
are
diplomacy, international relations, local issues, markets, roads, everything is commercial. E-Citizen, my friend, when we came in, the president was very mad that E-Citizen is in private hands. After some time, shares exchanged hands, and the president ordered that all government services be onboarded. He stopped talking about the private people. 70% of E-Citizen is owned by private people. Your guess is as good as mine. Ask Adil. He'll tell you who are the owners of E-Citizen, who is the owner of Lisa. Today,
so they wanted, they're the ones benefiting from shillings.
That 50, any time you use E-Citizen, the margins at State House have your money. This government is a money-making machine, and there is no national interest. There is no concern for the people of Kenya. And we may reach a point we may ask the people not to pay taxes, because it is a government, it is, everything is an enterprise. You know, there is nothing that is being done for national interest.
Okay.
And everything starts and stops with William Ruto.
So, we haven't been able to converse one issue, and that's to reflect on the president's five-day campaign-styled development tour. I hope that passes with you. Because at the end of the day, there was so much tension before his visit. There was speculation that perhaps the ground might be hostile. But we saw the crowds in their numbers welcoming the president. Some leaders were jeered and booed, but that notwithstanding, critics argue that you might be losing your grip on the Mount Kenya region, that perhaps the decamping of the Maragua Member of Parliament, Mary Wamaua, is a writing on the wall of things to come.